Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Gordon Lemon Field is going to be a little bit of a tournament take place this weekend. We're hoping for good weather tomorrow. That's yet to be seen. But tonight is going to be a wonderful night for baseball. Participating tonight, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights and Darren Catholic Golden Eagles. The Golden Eagles are on the field right now taking some infield, outfield practice. And the other two teams contributing here this weekend is Bishop Knoll Institute in South Bend, St. Joseph. So tonight's just going to be one game. It'll be Central Catholic hosting the Golden Eagles. And I will mention this education-based high school varsity baseball game is being brought to you by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO and Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for putting me in sports since 2008. So they're hitting the ball around the infield now. They finished up the outfield. I got to admit, had some good cooperation for this ball game. Coach Tim Bordenay of Lafayette Central Catholic and Coach Keith Nunley of Darren Catholic got some good cooperation, have some stats to read during at-bats and whatnot. That ought to sound a little bit better. And we'll mention right now, Lafayette Central Catholic, 7 wins, 4 losses on the season. Central Catholic currently 5-0 in the Hoosier West Division. And Darren Catholic Golden Eagles, they've only fallen one time. They're 9-1. They're also 5-0 in the Circle City Conference. So the umpires are on hand here tonight. They're going to go with three-man technique going to happen on the diamond today. There'll always be somebody at first base if there's a guy on first base. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Darren Catholic Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles have a school enrollment of 740. Their school was founded in 2004. They're Class 3A, Sectional 27. There are 5 in their sectional. They are Brebeuf, Darren Catholic, Hamilton Heights, Bishop Chittard, and Indianapolis Shortridge. The principal at Darren Catholic High School is James McNeeney. The director of athletics is Ryan Davis. The assistant ADs are Alfie Hernandez and Debbie Stannis. Very thankful for Debbie Stannis, always instrumental for putting me in sports. And we'll mention Darren Catholic High School is located at 15300 North Gray Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-582-0120. On the web, it's darrencatholic.org. That's GUERIN Catholic.org. They wear the colors purple and gold. As mentioned, they perform in the Circle City Conference. Currently, Darren Catholic at the top at 5-0. We mentioned Darren Catholic Golden Eagles head coach is Keith Nunley. And we'll let you know the next game for Darren Catholic, weather permitting, will be tomorrow afternoon. Darren Catholic Golden Eagles going to go against South Bend St. Joseph. They are the Indians. That game's slated to start at 1:30 p.m. We'll also mention Darren Catholic next week. On Tuesday, the 25th, a 6 p.m. ball game. They'll go against Heritage Christian, and that will happen at Darren Catholic High School. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. The Knights, they have a school enrollment of 294. Their school was founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played here at Gordon Lemon Field. They're in the Hoosier Conference West Division. The West Division of the Hoosier Conference presently stacks up like this. Lafayette Central Catholic, they're 7-4. They're 5-0 in the West Division. Twin Lakes, they're 6-3. They're 4-1 in the West Division. Benton Central, the Bison are 5-4. They're 2-2 in the West. Rensselaer Central, they're 2-4. They're 0-4 in the West. And we'll mention West Lafayette. The Red Devils are 1-8 Overall, they're 0-4 in the West Division. The principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer on hand here tonight is Sarah Igo. Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, it's lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the collars navy and white. As mentioned, they perform in the Hoosier Conference in the West Division. Lafayette Central Catholic head coach is Mr. Kim Bourdonnais. He's a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda, that'll be tomorrow, 11 a.m. Catholic Classic will continue. The Knights going to go against Bishop Knoll. Warriors, we're going to set this down.
Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to be the things that last in this changing world. Keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, love athletes, and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength which comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Both teams there on the baselines. We'll mention Vernon Catholic going to occupy the third base dugout. They're going to wear the white pants and the purple jerseys. And the Central Catholic Knights going to wear the white pants and the navy blue jerseys. Looks pretty festive. Looks pretty good. And we'll mention pitching tonight for Central Catholic as they take the field first is going to be number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to step to the pitcher's mound. He's got 7 2/3 innings thus far this season. He has 3 appearances. This is number 4. This will be his 4th start for the Central Catholic Knights. Bren Robbins, he's faced 42 batters. He's thrown 152 pitches. He's got a record of 1 win, 1 loss. He's allowed 12 hits. He's given up 8 runs. They were all earned. He's walked 7. He struck out 4. He's committed 1 balk. So they're getting loose around the diamond, Central Catholic Knights. 5:33 on the wristwatch. Only game going to happen tonight. Rain's supposed to come in late tonight. We'll see if it hangs around tomorrow. We'll hope not. Hope to see several windows. Might play in a little bit of rain. We'll see. So we'll mention the catcher. The battery partner for Bren Robbins tonight is Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 18. At second base, it's Owen Munn. Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Deanhart. He wears number 24. Third base, Hudson Gutwein. He wears number 9. In left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. In center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. So they're getting ready to step in right now. It's going to be Darren Catholic, Golden Eagles, going to bat first. Top of the first inning. quite a few people on hand here. It's a nice evening for baseball. Not a whole lot of wind tonight. I guess it's pick and choose for the upstairs weatherman. So we're going to step in right now, 5:35 p.m., right-handed batter. Given Sappy, leadoff batter in this ballgame, number 3, Will Premium. First pitch, strike, called strike 0-1. Will Premium, he's going to play center field in the ballgame. He'll step back in, straight stance. Here comes the second pitch from Robbins. Low for ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Just getting started right here on a Friday night. Feels pretty good, I'm sure, for everyone. Going to float one right side, going to be in fair territory over by the foul line. It's going to be caught by Caden Minnick. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter for the Golden Eagles going to step in. Where's number 16? That's Ian Taylor. Ian Taylor plays left field for the Golden Eagles. He'll step in, straightaway stance, right-handed batter. Appearing and looking at singles. Bren Robbins, here comes the first pitch to Taylor. High for ball 1. Ian Taylor getting some pitching advice right there. Says follow through. Here comes the second pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Steps back in. Let's step back on the rubber. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Pitching from the windup. Here comes the 2-0. Swung on. He's going to drive it to left field. Got a lot of it. And it's going out of here. Home run for the two-hitter, Ian Taylor. He'll touch all the bases. That ball off the bat. Almost a no-doubter. So he'll come around third base. He'll jog in. He'll take the helmet off. Touch home plate. And he'll tap helmets right there around home plate. So one run in, we're at the top of the first inning. Getting ready to see the three-hitter for the Golden Eagles. That's number 9, Davis Wagner. Davis Wagner going to play DH to start the ball game at least. He's going to give way to the defensive player will be the pitcher, Ryan Zimmerman. Zimmerman will wear number 20. So batting third is Davis Wagner. First pitch, breaking pitch, inside ball 1. Third right-handed batter in the lineup for Garen Catholic. Peering in, here comes the signals, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1 run in. We're in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Might have been at the top of the zone right there. Swing and a foul tip. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 strikes to Davis Wagner. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. Fielded by Evan Deanhart. Just throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. 2 out here in the top of the first. Next batter going to step in. The 4-hitter. He wears number 5. That's Sam Tabor. Sam Tabor plays first base for the Golden Eagles. Fourth right-handed batter consecutive. He'll step in, a little bit of an open stance. Here comes the first pitch from Bren. You'll foul one right side. It's going to be in the grounds, but it's going to be unplayable out there by the bullpen pitcher's mound on the right field line. So they'll pick that up out of the dugout. Caden Minnick back over into position. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, got the outside edge and broke away. Well-positioned pitch from Bren Robbins. Count goes 0-2. Here comes the wind and the delivery. Outside and high, ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Steps back in. Looks at signals. Here comes the wind. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Evan Deanhart at shortstop. He'll field it, a throw across the diamond. T.J. Bell, they'll get the put out. 1 run off of 1 hit. It's pretty much a no-doubter to left field. Home run off the bat of Ian Taylor. So the Knights going to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. So they're getting warmed up around the diamond. On the pitcher's mound for the Golden Eagles is Ryan Zimmerman. Ryan Zimmerman wears number 20. Ryan Zimmerman, we'll talk about him just a moment. He wears number 20. He's got 9 innings thus far this season. He's got an ERA of 3.111. This is appearance number 4. This is start number 3. He has faced 42 batters thus far. He's thrown 151 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 1-1. He's allowed 7 hits. He's allowed 6 runs. 4 of those runs were earned. He's walked 5. He has struck out 7. 4 of those batters went down looking. Around the defense, his catcher is Grant Beard, wears number 2 at first base. Sam Tabor wears number 5 at second base. Carson Smith, number 19. A.J. Nunley at shortstop wears number 6. Tate Troxell, we'll call him, and number 24 at third base. Left field, number 16, Ian Taylor. In center field, number 3, Will Friendian. In right field, Quinn Morrow, number 7. The DH is Davis Wagner. Here comes the first pitch. Evan Munn, first hitter for the Knights. Ground ball in the infield, shortstop. Going to be fielded right there, A.J. Nunley. They'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Sam Tabor. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Nice evening right here. Probably going to get a little chilly as the sun goes down at about 60-plus degrees here this evening. Stepping into bat, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, shortstop. Here comes the first pitch to Dienhart. Fastball, outside edge, called strike. Ryan Zimmerman, working from the windup, right-handed hurler. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Well-placed curveball by Zimmerman. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Drop first strike, going to take off for first base. Going to step to the inside, Grant Beard. We'll throw to first base, get the put out with Sam Tabor. There are 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell playing first base for the Knights. 2 outs on the diamond, working from the windup. Here's the pitch from Zimmerman. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Hitting that outside half, pitch is breaking away. Pretty well-placed pitch by Ryan Zimmerman. Peering in signals, here comes the 0-1 to Bell. Outside a ball with the fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Yet to see a lefty left-handed batter in the game. Breaking pitch inside, pushed through the plate. For a ball, count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 out, bottom of the first inning. A 1-run ball game. Here's the pitch. Going to foul one right side, out of play. So they'll stay in the box with a 2-2 count. T.J. Bell swinging a good bat, hitting a lot of the sweet spot as of late off that bat. Ball's made live. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the 2-2. Low for ball 3. Good block by Grant Beard. Kept it right there in front of him. Count goes 3-2. T.J. Bell going to adjust the helmet and set back in. 3-2 pitch from Zimmerman. T.J. Bell outside, ball four. Gets all down to first base. Knights have one aboard. You're in the bottom of the first with two out. So the three crew umpire crew, they keep an umpire right there at first base with the guy on first. The guy from third baseline, he'll come over and he'll take the C position in the infield. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer, the four hitter for the Knights, left-handed batter. First pitch in there for a strike. Fastball, let it go by, taking a look at the first one. They'll step back in, left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Working from the stretch, Ryan Zimmerman, now out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That was in the box there with him. He had to back out of the way there. He could have easily taken first base hit by pitch, but he'd rather bat. One ball, one strike. Two out. Looking at first base out of the stretch. Now the set for Zimmerman. Here comes the 1-1. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider. Not a lot of breaks. Started at the outside half. Broke in. Taken for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-2. Just Ryan Schumer. The hard hit. Ball to second base. One hop into the glove of Carson Smith. He'll toss on to A.J. Nemi at second base. And the Knights leave one aboard. After one complete, Garen Catholic 1, Chipsel Catholic 0. So the Knights going to go out and play defensively. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is in Fishers, that's Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, right there off of State Road 32 at 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's Fritz and Fishers. At Tom, F-R-I-T-Z. So you're going to dust off the home plate right there. Knights throwing the ball around the infield. Playing some rock and roll. Playing some danger zone. Kenny Loggins working it right there. And the Knights waiting for Ryan Schumer. He got his gear put on. He's going to throw it down to second base. First pitch. Behind the dish. And then the flag is waving just a bit there in center field. Look beyond center field. Looks like there might be a softball game happening. At least practice straight away back behind the home run fence in center field. Good little distance. Some tennis action taking place here at Central Catholic on a Friday night. No track meet tonight. First pitch, Golden Eagles, taken for a strike. In the batter's box is the five-hitter. Number 7, Quinn Morrow. Quinn Morrow, he's playing right field. Here comes the 0-1 from Robbins. He'll take a drive down the right field line. Will it be fair? It's not. Not a fair ball. Pretty close to the line. Probably about a 300-foot drive, maybe 310. Caden Minnick couldn't quite get to it. Landed about 15, 20 feet, foul. Got a lot of it. Got a lot of that sweet spot on the bat. It sounded good. Number 7, Quinn Morrow. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-1. Take that back. That was the 0-2 pitch. That pitch finished outside. Ball 1. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Right-handed batter, Quinn Morrow. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball left side on the infield. Hudson Gutwein couldn't play it. Gets by his glove, and it's going to go into the left field, picked up by Jackson Kane. And reaching on air, it's Quinn Morrow. Next batter going to step in. He's the sixth hitter. He wears number six. He's the shortstop. Probably the coach's son, I'm guessing. His name is A.J. Nunley. So he'll step in, right-handed batter, working from the stretch, Bryn Robbins. Double set. Here comes the pitch. Thought about putting a bunt down, pulled the bat back. It was the ball high. 1-0, signals given. Lots of signals. Believe that to be Keith Nunley at third base coach. Here comes the pitch, taking off for second base. Going to try to throw him out. Ryan Schumer, they're going to put the tag on him. The tag was good by Owen Munn. That ball hit his glove. He immediately brought it down to the surface. So there's one out here in the top of the second inning, and that's going to erase the base runner. Stepping back in, A.J. Nunley. 2-0. Here's the pitch. They put a bunt down. Third baseline, good bunt. Hudson Gutwein picks it up. Couldn't get the handle on it initially. Kind of had to double clutch just a little bit. Safe at first base is A.J. Nunley. I'm going to call that an infield hit. Bunts for a hit for A.J. Nunley. So they have one aboard once again. Stepping into bat, Tate Troxell. He wears number 24. He plays third base. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Taking off for second base is Nunley. Throw comes in. He's safe at second base. Diving in there. Owen Munn maybe thought different. But the call is made. Looks like a good slide, good tag. Looks like he probably got to the base prior to. Good call by the B position umpire. Now they'll trade places. A position is out there at second base. One runner on. Nunley is at second base. Double set. Here comes the pitch. To Troxell, stepping off the back of the rubber is Bryn Robbins. Got some encouragement, got some direction from the dugout to step off. Back in the rubber, now the triple set. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, good block by Ryan Schumer. Kemp goes 1-1. Right-handed batter, number 24, Tate Troxell. Runner at second base is A.J. Nunley. There's one out, pickoff move. Timing move right there at second base. Nunley gets back safely. Throw comes in, second base to Evan Genhart. They'll retreat to their normal positions. Now Owen Munn going to hover around second base. There comes a set for Robbins. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch right in there for a strike. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. He started that one right about the elbow of Troxell. Now the set. There comes a 1-2. And a pickoff move again. No throw at second base. Timing move right there. Evan was there. And Nunley's back safely with no throw. Working out a stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch, taking off for third base. Going to foul one, right side, out of play. A.J. Nunley on some wheels right there. Trying to get to third base. He'll draw back to second base after the foul ball goes out of play. So let's step back in. Peer in, look at signals, out of the stretch. Bryn Robbins, now the set. The check second base. Here's the 1-2. High for ball two. 2-2. Going to step back in. We'll mention A.J. Nunley on the season. Has 5 stolen bases entering this game, now 6. He has not been thrown out this season. He'll take a drive to center field. Curveball. Going to get over the head and over the fence. Home run just right of center. 365 mark. Going to be a 2-run home run off the bat of Tate Troxell. And he'll touch all the bases. And since the Darren Chaffee is going to take a 3-0 advantage. We'll be right back. Okay, I had to put the sweatshirt on. It's going to be needed here in just a little bit. Stepping in the pass for the Golden Eagles, number 19, Carson Smith. First hit comes in, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bren Robbins pitching from the windup. Here comes a 1-0. High for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordnay going to walk out. He's going to have conversation with his infield. We'll talk about that just a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Their last outing was against West Lafayette Red Devils. It was at West Lafayette. It was Wednesday. And West Lafayette and Central Catholic. Central Catholic Knights captured the win 14-7. Knights began their scoring in the fourth inning. First three innings, it was shut out. We'll mention West Lafayette got one in the first, one in the second. And then we'll mention Central Catholic got five in the fourth inning, one in the fifth, five in the sixth, and three in the seventh. West Lafayette finished up with one in the sixth, four in the seventh. Final score, 14-7. Knights have 10 hits. West Lafayette with five. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Bren Robbins. He's going to pop one up on the infield. It's number two, Grant Beard, the catcher. And the catch is made. It's actually going to be a foul ball and chasing it down. He's normally a center fielder. He's also a pitcher. And Bren Robbins makes the catch in foul territory. Two out here in the top of the second inning. Two runs in for Garen Chaffee. Here comes the first pitch. So number three, Will Fremion, here go to shortstop, ground ball. Evan Deanhart across the diamond, they'll get the put out with T.J. Bell. And the Knights get out of the inning. The Knights go to bat in the bottom of the second inning. And appreciate my wife. She's home listening. She messages me. I appreciate that. That's nice. And the Knights going to bat in the bottom of the second inning. And we'll mention, this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com since 2008. PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball, and baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're getting on the diamond right there. Golden Eagles throwing the ball around. Get some more tosses from the pitcher's mound, Ryan Zimmerman. Getting ready to pitch here in the bottom half of the second inning. Garen Catholic, Central Catholic, they do play some competition. Definite competition. Central Catholic went to Tennessee, as you probably know. Played four games down there. They averaged about 2,000 enrollment for each team they went against. They got a win coming out of there before they left for home. They got a 10-run short game in that contest. Good contest to come home on. Garen Catholic, 9-1 on the season. They played a good new Palestine team, the Dragons. The Dragons used to be in the Range Line Conference back when I was at Hamilton Heights. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur steps in, the five hitter for the Knights. He's the DH in this game. Here comes the pitch. Going to drive one out of play, right side. He got a lot of that. He swings a good bat. He seems to have that hand over fist break right there in contact with the baseball. Steps back in, peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Zimmerman, here's the pitch. Low and away, going to get by the glove. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jackson Kane is on deck. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the wind, the 2-1 to Mazur, in a foul one, left side. Going to be played by Coach Bordner. He got that on a short hop with no glove. He's modest. He did play for the Purdue Boilermakers. He played second base. He played right here for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the windup, here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch misses away. Pretty good spots. He's hitting some good spots. That's Ryan Zimmerman. That one just broke outside half and missed low and away. Here's the count. 2-3-2, and here's the pitch. The full swing, foul ball back to the screen. Ben Mazur and the home plate umpire shows off his good right arm. He throws one back to Zimmerman. You can just tell these umpires, they played the game. They still love the game. That's why they're still connected. Here comes a 3-2. Ground ball, base hit. Going to go between third base and shortstop. Goes into left field, picked up by Ian Taylor. They'll hit the cutoff, A.J. Nunley, and bring it back in second base, Carson Smith. So Knights have one aboard. Ben Mazur is at first base. Stepping into bat for the Knights is number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the 6th hitter. He's playing left field in today's ball game. Right-handed batter, working out a stretch, right-handed pitcher, Ryan Zimmerman, now out of the set. Here comes the first pitch to Kane. It's outside with the fastball. Ball one. Signals being given. Third base coach, Tim Bordner, stepping back in, right-handed batter's box, is Jackson Kane. Peering out of the stretch, first base, now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Kane. Outside of ball, good block. Ground level, good block right there by Grant Beard. Saved a 90-foot trot from Ben Mazur. Count goes 2-0. Outfield playing straight away. Infield, about a regular depth. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Jackson Kane. He's going to take a drive to left center. Going to back up the left fielder. He's going to catch it about halfway deep on the warning track. Pretty good drive, Jackson Kane. Didn't quite get all of the arm extension. But yet, he still drives it to the warning track. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. So back at first base is Ben Mazur stepping into bat. Left-handed batter, number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field. Working out a stretch, checks first base. Now the set for Zimmerman. Left-handed batter, Caden Minnick. Going to foul one straight back to the screen. Right on time with it, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick getting dialed in. Getting dialed into that outfield position. Swinging a good bat. Right on time, Caden Minnick batting in the 7th position. Out of the stretch, checks first base. Now the set, here's the pitch from Zimmerman. Breaking pitch, back door for a strike. He threw that curveball. It started away from Caden Minnick. It came back in. Worked its way back in as a backdoor curveball for a strike. Count goes 0-2. Looking at first base, out of stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Ryan Zimmerman, Caden Minnick. Inside low, ball one. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter. 1 out, bottom of the 2nd inning. 3-run ball game, Darren Catholic in front. There comes a 1-2 pitch from Zimmerman. Swung on, ground ball right side. Well, foul. Count remains 1-2. So Cade Minnick, a look at signals, third base coach Tim Bordner. Ben Mazur doing the same. Counts 1-2 with 1 out. out of the set. Zimmerman, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Misses high. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cade Minnick back in the left-handed batter's box. Looking over from the stretch. Now the set for Zimmerman. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Just off the plate. 17-inch plate. Some umpires will call a 22-inch plate. That's the ball each side of the black on the plate. It makes it about 22 inches. Sometimes you get a further outside pitch. We hope not. Out of the set, here's the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball just foul. Down the first baseline. Sam Tabor was there. He had the glove there. It did get by, but it was just foul. Don't have to stop a foul ball. You can take practice if you want to, but that wasn't mandatory for Tabor. So Cade Minnick going to stay in the box with a 3-2 count once again. At first base is Ben Mazur. One out, bottom of the second inning. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-2. Swung on, another foul ball down the first baseline. A little further away from first base. Getting around very well on the baseball is Cade Minnick. Cade Minnick, he's in the process of what they call a quality at-bat. See if he can finish his quality at-bat by getting on base. One runner aboard, Ben Mazur, getting his lead. Out of a set, pickoff move at first base, kind of nonchalant. Ben Mazur gets dirty on the front side, sliding back head first. Looking over at first base, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-2. To Minnick, he's going to foul one straight back for another foul ball. He's staying in the box with that 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes, one out, a step back in. Signals given by Coach Bordnick. Working out a stretch, checks first. Now the set for Ryan Zimmerman. Here comes the 3-2. They're going to foul one left side, and it's going to float out of play. Pretty close to range where he could have reached over. He tried. That's Tate Troxel. Pretty good effort there. He could almost reach that baseball. It was just over the foul fence beyond third base. So 3-2 count once again. Going to run out of baseballs here tonight. I doubt it, but could be. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, checks out of the stretch, first base. Now the set, here's the 3-2 pitch to Minnick. He's going to pop one to right field. He's going to back him up. That's some air under it, and it's going to be caught in right field by Quinn Morrow. So Cade Minnick going to end the at-bat. There was no question it was a quality at-bat. So next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be the 8 hitter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Two outs on the diamond. Bottom of the second inning, Ben Mazur is at first base. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur got himself aboard with a base hit on the ground to the left field. Working out a stretch, now a set. First pitch to Fox. Fastball for a strike. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Out of the box, one foot in, one foot out. Looks at signals. Very few given. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Zimmerman checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, going to get him in the box. Didn't get the break he wanted. Tyler Fox took the brunt of it. He'll jog down the first base, and the Knights have two aboard. Tyler Fox at first base. Ben Mazur is at second base, and that's the second hit-by-pitch this season for Tyler Fox. Stepping into bat, the 9-hitter for the Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein plays third base. Out of the set, Zimmerman checks second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. A.J. Nunley fields it. Just throw to second base, get the put out. with Carson Smith. So, Karen Catholic gets out of the inning. They leave two aboard. They get one hit from Ben Mazur. And a lot of hit baseballs here in the ballgame. It's only going to amplify from here on out. The 3-0 contest after two, Karen Catholic in front of Central Catholic. As mentioned, both these teams will hopefully play tomorrow. They're talking about some rain. We'll hope that if rain can stay away, we don't quite know. But we'll find out. And how it's supposed to be tomorrow, Karen Catholic, tomorrow, and we'll play against South Bend St. Joseph. They are the Indians. That game's slated to start around 1:30. Central Catholic Knights going to play tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the Catholic Classic, and they'll play against Bishop Knoll. They are the Warriors. So that's how it is this weekend. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Bishop Knoll Warriors, given Catholic Golden Eagles, and South Bend St. Joseph. They're the Indians. So they throw one down to second base. Getting ready to start the top of the third inning. Gibbon Catholic going to step in. And they play some good music right there from Waylon Jennings. A little bit of Dukes of Hazzard theme right there. They play a variety of songs here down below. Stepping in, second time at the plate, Will Fremion. Will Fremion in 10 games, 38 plate appearances, 29 at-bats. He's batting .414 in that right-handed batter's box. Breaking pitch in there, Ben Robbins, called strike. Will Fremion, he's got a .553 on base percentage. He got 12 hits on the season. Here comes the pitch. In his drive one, right side, foul territory, foul ball, going to get outside the fence. Will Fremion, I know he's got some brothers. They're older than him. I've seen one or two of them play basketball for Coach Pete Smith. Here comes a pitch. Breaking pitch outside. A nice non-call right there for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Fremion has 6 singles, 3 doubles. He's got a triple, and he has a home run. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Golden Eagles, number 16, Ian Taylor. Ian Taylor knows how to go yard. He'll step in again, right-handed batter. Number 16, here comes a pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away, strike one. No balls, one strike. Ian Taylor, here comes a pitch from Robbins. Outside edge, called strike. Down goes 0-2. Ian Saylor, he's batting .419 in that right-handed batter's box. .455 on base percentage. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball, second base. 0-1 fields it. The throw to TJ Bell. They'll get the put out. There are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. Take a mixed poke. I think we're in the top of the third inning. We're rolling right along. Meyer, top of the third inning, two out. Stepping in, bat for the second time. Davis Wagner, where's number 9? Here's the pitch from Robbins. Breaking pitch, finished high and outside. Count goes 1-0. Davis Wagner, the DH. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. It's a pretty good solid stroke right there. Count goes 1-1. Davis Wagner on the season in all 10 games, 35 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. He's batting .485. Pitch comes in low and away on the breaking pitch. Count goes 2-1. Wagner .486 on base. He's got 16 hits on the season. He leads the team. Here comes the pitch from Bren Robbins. He's going to pop one to right field. He's going to be right there, playable, like 10 minutes, and he'll make the catch. So three up, three down, top of the third inning, getting ready to bat in the bottom half, Central Catholic Knights after 2.5. Barron Catholic, 3. Central Catholic, 0. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, we'll mention their hours of operation, are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. We'll talk about Reynolds Farm Equipment and their hours of operation. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. Well, maybe you can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat second time, Owen Munn for Central Catholic. Working out the windup, Ryan Zimmerman. First pitch, he takes it the other way. Goes to the graft in right field, base hit. Solid stroke off the bat of Owen Munn. He gets himself aboard. Owen Munn with his 17th hit on the season. That's single number 13. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 24. Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart going to step in. 44 plate appearances, 28 official at-bats. That's in 11 ball games. He's batting 357 right-handed batter's box. 537 on base percentage. Pickoff move, first base, not too bad a move, probably about a B+, maybe an A-. Safe at first base is Owen Munn. Trying to keep him close for his catcher, Grant Beard. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Zimmerman. Talk about putting the bunt down. It's low for ball one. Pulled the bat back. Pretty good eye at the plate, Evan Dienhart. As mentioned, a year ago, he led the Knights with batting average. 33 games, he batted .467. That's remarkable. Out of the set, Ryan Zimmerman squaring the bunt is Dienhart. It pulls the bat back. You're going to pop one on the infield. Full swing, pop on the infield. Difficult task to get that bat back in a swingable position. And he pops out to second base, Carson Smith. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Bottom of the third, one runner aboard is Owen Munn stepping in. The three-hitter, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell batting .310 right-handed batter's box. .474 on base percentage. Peering in, looking at signal, now stretch, check first base, here's the set. First pitch to Bell. He's going to drive one out of play, right side. He's going to get the track. So they'll chase that one down. Count goes 0-1 to Bell, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Signal's given, third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Stepping back in the rubber, out of the stretch, looking at signals. Signals from Beard, check first base out of the stretch. Ryan Zimmerman out of a set position. Here comes a pickoff move at first, back in there safely. Tag applied by Tabor. And Owen Munn back in head first. No balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the third inning, it's a 3-0 ball game. The long ball is the culprit. Ground ball in the infield. Third base couldn't make the grab. It was a high hop and then a low hop. Short hop the glove, difficult play to make. They're going to call it an E5 at third base, Tate Troxel. So both runners safe, first and second base. Owen Munn is at second base. T.J. Bell at first base. Stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer, the four hitter. He does have two long balls thus far on the season. A long ball right here, tie the game up. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Full swing. It'd be a foul ball right around home plate, about 25 feet from the plate, and an 0-1 count for Ryan Schumer. So 0-9 and T.J. Bell retreat back to their respective bases. And Ryan Zimmerman rubbed the baseball down and set back in the rubber. Out of the stretch, looks in, gets signals from catcher Grant Beard. Now out of the set, here comes the 0-1. Full swing, ground ball around home plate. Was picked up by Coach Nunley. Might have got off the foot of Ryan Schumer. You know, wiggle that right foot just a little bit. He has no protective apparatus on that foot for this at-bat. Count goes 0-2. Ball's live. Peering in looking at signals is Zimmerman. Beard. Long peer now out of the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the 0-2. He'll take a base hit the other way between shortstop and third to the left field. Picked up by Ian Taylor. He throws the ball in, hits the cutoff off the glove, but that's all they'll get. They'll load the bases. Nice base hit to left field for the lefty, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the catcher, he's going to give way to a courtesy runner. He'll put his gear on. Dogging out to do the base running is number 17, Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel will be the courtesy runner for Ryan Schumer in the ballgame until otherwise notified. One out. Bottom of the third. Bases loaded. Ryan Zimmerman picking from the windup. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Ben Mazur, full swing. Foul of third base. Picked up by Coach Bordnay. And an 0-1 count to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur on the season in 11 games. 37 plate appearances. 30 at-bats. He's batting .333. 432 on base. He's got 10 hits. Here's the pitch. But he's hit by the catcher. Breaking pitch. Knight's going to put a run on the board. Not going to be earned, but it'll still count. The count of the score now 3-1 in the ballgame. Runners move up 90 feet. Gavin Boutel is at second base. T.J. Bell is at third base. One ball, one strike. Ben Mazur steps back in. He got 10 hits. He's got 6 singles, 3 doubles. He has a home run. Here comes the pitch. The call out of strike might have been a bit upstairs. Every umpire is entitled to a mulligan. Kemp goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at singles out of the windup. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes upstairs. Count goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out. Bottom of the third inning. 1 run in. It's a 3-1 ball game. Given Catholic in front. Peering in. Long signal look. Here comes the wind. Better call him out. That was tight. That was tight. Maybe a second mulligan. Ben Mazur going to jog back to the dugout, and he was thinking the same way. 2 outs on the diamond. Runners at second and third base. Gavin Boutel at second. T.J. Bell at third. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane is the sixth hitter. Pitch comes in tight for ball one. Pretty close to Ben Mazur's pitch. So let's step back in. Jackson Kane, 36, plate appearances, 28 official at-bats in 11 games. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes the wind and the 1-0. Base hit, shortstop, Nunley fields it, throws across the diamond, and that is an ESPN type of play for Darren Catholic shortstop A.J. Nunley. Wow. A.J. Nunley, just a sophomore. He plays infield. He also pitches. So the Knights are out of the inning. The Knights do pick up one run. As mentioned, this game is going to only amplify. These bats are going to continue to be very lively. We're going to see a lot of runs on the board, I do believe. So back there on the pitchers now, get some warm-up tosses, is Brent Robbins. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. I'm getting ready to step in from bat in the top of the fourth inning for Garen Chapley. It's going to be number 5, Sam Tabor. He's a four-hitter. First pitch from Robbins. Ground ball, third base. Hudson Gutwein fields it. Throws across the diamond, gets the put out. That was a sharply hit ground ball and magnetized right there to Hudson Gutwein's glove. So there's one out. One out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in, number 7, Quinn Morrow. He's playing right field. Quinn Morrow in 10 games, 32 plate appearances, 28 official at-bats. Batting 393. He'll take a drive right up the middle. It'll go to center field. Base hit on a rope right here by Morrow, and Morrow is at first base. So Quinn Morrow steps in, gets his 12th hit on the season at single number 11. He's got a double. Peering in and looking for signals. Brent Robbins, next batter, six hitter number 6, A.J. Nunley, the shortstop. Here's the pitch. Going to take a drive left field, right down the line. It's going to get to the outfield, picked up by Jackson Kane. And two base hits have two runners aboard for Garen Chapley here in the fourth inning. Top of the fourth, 3-1 ball game. Garen Chapley in front. Signals given. Keith Nunley, head coach at third base. Stepping into bat, seven hitter, number 24, Tate Troxell. Tate Troxell is his third baseman. Working out a stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, just high. 24, Tate Troxell, 28 plate appearances, 22 at-bats. He's batting 318 on the season, 464 on base percentage. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, just low. Count goes 2-0 to Troxell. He got 7 hits. He's got 3 singles, 3 doubles. Has not hit a triple, but he has a home run. First and second base for Garen Chapley. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes tight for ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. A little bit of an open stance. Number 24, Tate Troxell. See if the green light is lit. Here comes a 3-0 pitch. Ball high, he'll jog to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Ryan Schumer going to walk out and have a conversation with Bren Robbins. Nothing but encouragement. Talking it over right there. Bases loaded for Garen Chapley. Next batter going to bat. It's going to be the 9 hitter. Number 2, Grant Beard. Grant Beard getting some action in today's ball game. Right-handed batter to step in now. Going to work from the windup. The infield is in for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Watching all the way was Grant Beard. No balls, one strike. One out. Bases loaded. Top of the fourth. They prefer Bren pitch from the stretch. He steps off the back, steps back in. Tiernan looking at signals out of the stretch. Now the set. There comes the 0-1 pitch to Beard. Outside edge, breaking pitch. Got the edge, broke away. Count goes 0-2. No balls, three strikes. Grant Beard, the catcher, right-handed batter's box. Out of a set, Bren Robbins, here's the pitch. He's going to pop one foul, right side, out of play. I take that back. There isn't going to be a game tonight. I think I misspoke again. It's not the bottom of the second, and there is a game coming up after this one. I think it's going to be Bishop Knoll in South Bend St. Joseph. Likely so. Steps back in, Grant Beard. Out of the set, Bren Robbins. Here comes the 0-2 again. Ground ball in the infield, Evan Gehart. Couldn't quite make the grab right there. He was trying to get two. At least was trying to get one. They don't get any. So they're going to reach base on air. Grant Beard going to give way to a courtesy runner. It's going to be number 4, Nolan Ratcliffe. Nolan Ratcliffe, he's listed as an infielder and a pitcher. He's a member of the freshman class. The next batter going to step in for Garen Catholic. Will Fremion. Take that back. It's going to be number 19 in the batter's box, Carson Smith. Going to foul one right side out of play. And then at the foul ball, and the bases are loaded. Has me puzzled here. Steps back in. Out of set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 4-1 ball game. Garen Catholic batting. And in front. There's one out. 1-1 count. Here comes a pitch from Bren Robbins. Swing and a miss. So 19, Carson Smith. He's going to step back in. Right-handed batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. He's going to drive one to right center field. Giving it a long look there in center field. Tyler Fox is going to drop in. He's going to hit the cutoff. He's going to be safe at second base. They're trying to make a play at the plate. Play could not be made. There are two runs in. Here in the top of the... I should say three runs in total here in the top of the fourth. And runners are going to end up at second and third base. At third base is number 4, Nolan Ratcliffe. At second base is number 19, Carson Smith. Next batter going to step in, Will Fremion. But after a timeout on the diamond, the Knights going to talk this over. Coach Bordenay is going to walk out. So one out here in the top of the fourth. Three runs in this inning for Garen Catholic. It's 6-1. Garen Catholic in front. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant. Cinco de Mayo Mexican Restaurant. They're in Arcadia. 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open for lunch at 11, and they're open till 10 p.m. You can enjoy beverages. You can enjoy adult beverages and soft drinks. Enjoy multiple big screen television while you dine in. You can call ahead. You can get carryout, 317-984-5005. They're just east of the railroad tracks, downtown Arcadia. So the Knights, ready defensively, step in. Darren Catholic. Number three, Will Freeman, the leadoff batter. Here comes the pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Runners at second and third base for Darren Catholic. Peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins, out of the set. Triple set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, Penny Slow. Good block by Ryan Schumer. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Infield, a regular depth. 0-9 hovering around second base. Out of the set, Bren Robbins. Here's the pitch to Freeman. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-0. Will Freeman on the season, batting .414. That's in 29 official at-bats. He's got 12 hits. He's got 6 singles. Out of the set, here comes the 3-0. Outside edge, called strike. Freeman has played appearances of 38 entering this ballgame. 553 on base. 553 on base and coming in to score from third base is number four, Nolan Ratcliffe. So runner at second base for Darren Catholic. Peering in, looking at singles. Bren Robbins now out of the set. Checks second base. Here comes a 3-1. Outside, ball four. So Freeman will jog down to first base with one out. Here in the top of the fourth. Next batter steps in. That's number 16, Ian Taylor. Plays left field. Ian Taylor batting .419. Right-handed batter's box. .455 on base. Percentage. Here comes a set. Here comes the pitch. Here's drive one to right field. Right at Cade Minnick. He's going to come in, make the catch. Going to throw on the run, set himself up pretty good to make the throw, but it's cut off by shortstop Evan Jeanhart. So runners now on the corners for Garen Catholic. A sacrifice fly to right field off the bat of Ian Taylor. So two outs on the diamond. We're on top of the fourth inning. Next batter, number nine, Davis Wagner, the DH. Peering in, looking at signals. Bren Robbins now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base. They'll throw to second base. It's going to be misplayed. A little bit of a tail on that throw. Coming in to score from third base for Darren Catholic is number 19, Carson Smith. Stepping back in. One ball, no strikes. Davis Wagner, runner at second base. Out of the set, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Balls made live. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, check second base. Here's the 0-2 from Bren Robbins. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Top of the fourth inning. Five runs in here in the fourth inning for Darren Catholic. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. 0-9 works to his right. It's near left. Picks up the baseball. It goes on to first base. C.J. Bell with the put out. So Darren Catholic does come up with five in the top of the fourth. Knights go to bat here in the bottom half. After 3.5, Darren Catholic 8, Central Catholic 1. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, precious times are made for precious moments. and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Going to throw one down, second base, off the hand of Grant Beard. Going to throw it around the infield. First batter going to bat for the Knights here in the bottom of the fourth inning is number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box, peering in looking at signals. Here's the first pitch from Zimmerman. Fastball right across the dish. Strike called. Peer back in. Ryan Zimmerman, left-handed batter, Caden Minnick, a junior class member. In a ground ball, first base, going to be fielded and tossed to the pitcher covering. Good play from Sam Tabor to Ryan Zimmerman. There's one out. Next batter going to bat for the Knights. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, the 8 hitter. He's playing center field in today's ballgame. Tyler Fox stepping in now. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes a whine from Zimmerman. Ground ball, third base, yeah, hard pickup. He'll make the play, strong arm to first base. Tate Troxel gets the put out with Sam Tabor. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. Number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Hudson Gutwine has played in 10 games, 28 played appearances, 24 official at-bats. He's batting 292 outside of ball. Gutwine, 292 batting average, right-handed batter's box. On base percentage, 393. Peering in, looking at signals, Ryan Zimmerman. Here comes the 1-0. Outside edge, called strike with a fastball. Gutwine has 7 hits. He's got 6 singles. He's got a home run. He's got 5 RBI. Here's the pitch. Low and away. Zimmerman kind of lost that one. Good block right there at home plate by Beard. Throw a different ball out to him. Umpire going to throw one out of the game, probably full of dirt in the seams. 2-1 count, 2 out. Hudson Gutwine, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Excuse me, 3-1 count to Hudson Gutwine. Infield, back on the grass. Outside, ball 4. It's off the bat aside. It's all down to first base. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, he's played in all 11 games, 44 plate appearances entering this game, 37 official at-bats. He's batting 432, 512 on base. Entering the game, 16 hits on the season. Out of the set, Zimmerman. Here comes the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Heavy cut, Owen Munn. Count goes 0-1. Owen Munn looking at singles. Third base coach. He got 13 singles, 3 doubles. He got 8 RBI. He scored 18 runs before this game started. He's got 1. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul, back to the screen. Let's step back in. Look at signals, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Counts 0-2 to Owen Munn, who steps back in. Peering in out of a stretch, Ryan Zimmerman checks first base. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Ground ball, high hopper over the pitcher. None of these going to field it. You know, throw to first base, strong arm, but not going to get 0-9. That's a high hopper, one hop right there over the pitcher's head, over Zimmerman's head. Wasn't much of a chance there for A.J. Nunley to get 0-9. So Munn's aboard with another base hit. With two outs stepping in, Evan Jeanhart. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Out of a set, checks second. Here's the pitch. Talk about putting a bun down. It's bunny. He got a piece of it. It hit the dirt, came back up. Either got him or got the bat again, but he was still in the box. So a strike called, 0-1 count to Evan Jeanhart. Outfield playing straight away. Evan Jeanhart hitting. The sweet spot on his bat. Let's see if he can get one here. Outside edge. Knee tap high. Called strike. Down goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Evan Jeanhart has 10 hits on the season. He got 3 RBI. Here's the pitch. Outside, going to get by the glove of Beard. But it might be a wild pitch. He picks it back up, tosses it back to home plate where Zimmerman is covering. So the Knights move up 90 feet. They got runners at second and third base now. Can work back behind the rubber, give the ball a rub down. Ryan Zimmerman going to step back in. 1-2 count to Jeanhart. Two out. Runners at second and third base. Peering in, a long peer. Looking at signals, now out of the set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Foul ball. That's going to be a full swing out in front of the plate. Couldn't grab it. There's going to be a run scored. Grant Beard might have tried to pick that ball up without eyeballing the baseball, thinking about throwing it to first base. So a dribbler out in front of the home plate by Jeanhart, and they're going to call that a base hit. So Jeanhart playing small ball today and making base hits out of them. So a run comes in to score. Knights have one here in the bottom. And stepping back in, T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch. Heavy cut, swing and miss. Runners on the corners for the Knights. Scoreboard showing we're in the bottom of the fifth, but we're in the bottom of the fourth. I should say Darren Catholic got 5 in the top of the fourth. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Foul ball. Going to dribble around, go back to the screen. Count goes 0-2 to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell in the season, all 11 games, 39 plate appearances, 29 at-bats. He batted 310, 474 on base. He's got 9 hits, 5 singles, 2 doubles. He has 2 home runs. Out of a set, Zimmerman, here comes the 0-2. He's going to pop one up. Sky ball, called for by A.J. Nunley. He's barely in the grass, and he'll make the catch for the third out. So Knights come up with one run here in the bottom. They're calling it the fifth. Maybe I misspoke there. The one run. Knights an 8-2 ball game. Darren Catholic in front. I'm going to have to start putting some tally marks here. Get the inning straight. So back on the pitcher's mound is Brent Robbins. Going to get warmed up here for the top half. And we do thank you for tuning in. And I will also mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter, any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online for just $18 per year. You can get the print issue delivered to your mailbox. Physical mailbox at $36 per year. You can get both for $33. And we'll mention you can subscribe online at readareporter.com. Go to readareporter.com/subscribe And you can contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor. You can call him at 765-585-9519. You can capture all the news. And Hamilton County Reporter, Hall of Fame Sports Editor, is Richie Hall. So they're going to step in. Darren Catholic. Right-handed batter. And step in. Where's number five, Sam Tabor, first baseman, four hitter. Going to drive one to right field. Cade Minnick going to come in, dive forward, and make the catch. Cade Minnick read the baseball, found out where it was going. Came after it. He had to move to his left and forward. Go forward, made the catch. There's one out. Next batter stepping in, five hitter, number seven. Quinn Morrow. Quinn Morrow playing right field himself. Here comes the first pitch from Robbins. Outside a ball. Morrow has played in all 10 games, 32 plate appearances, 28 at bats. He batting .393. His second pitch to Morrow. Going to drive one to center field. Going to get a bead on it. Coming in to make the catch is Tyler Fox. There are two out. Next batter going to step in. Where's number six? He's the sixth hitter, A.J. Nunley. Shortstop, a member of the sophomore class, played in all 10 teams. He's also batting .393. Here's the pitch from Robin. Inside edge, called strike. Wind's picking up a little bit, blowing in a little chilly air. Nunley has the 11 hits. They're all singles. Next pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Down goes 0-2 to A.J. Nunley. Here comes a pitch from Bren Robbins. Swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging, and the Knights get out of the inning. Three up, three down. And after the top of the sixth inning, it's an 8-2 ball game. Darren Catholic in front. So they're getting warmed up for the next game. They're using the batting cages right there. South Bend, St. Joseph. Going to go against Bishop Knoll, the Warriors. And they're getting loose right now. And I'm back out on the pitcher's mound. His number, working right there, number 20, Ryan Zimmerman. So they're going to throw it around right now, and we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, a Century 21 Sheets company. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 317-513-4086. The Knights going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. Left-handed batter steps in. It's Ryan Schumer working from the windup. Zimmerman, here's the pitch. Outside half, called strike. No balls, one strike. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. He's batting .269, .545 on base percentage. Line shot on the ground between second and first base. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Ryan Schumer. But Ryan Schumer picks up single number three on the season. He's got two doubles. He's got a triple. He's got two home runs. He's going to jog off the diamond now and give way to Gavin Beutel. Courtesy runner for Schumer in this ball game. Next batter stepped in, 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, the player DH in the ball game, steps in, working from a stretch, looking at first base, now the set for Zimmerman. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Ben Mazur takes a good, healthy cut. It belongs to him. Count goes 0-1. Ben Mazur, he's batting 333 on base. 432. Looking at first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. Ben Mazur has 10 hits on the season, 6 singles, 3 doubles. He does not have a triple, but he has a home run, and the wind's picking up, kind of blowing out to the left field. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base, they're going to try for 2. Couldn't get 2, ball went through the glove at second base. Carson Smith, they'll toss it back in. Both runners, the base runners are safe. The batter runner at first is Ben Mazur. At second base is Gavin Boutel. A shot went to third base. Tate Troxel. Looked like the throw was on target. It didn't get corralled. So Coach Bournet is going to call a timeout. He's going to do an adjustment. Over at first base, it's going to be Elsner. Elsner's going to do the running. Ryan Elsner at first base. So Gavin Boutel at second, Ryan Elsner at first. So fielder's choice, but everybody's safe. Here comes the pitch, Jackson Kane. Going to be a bit upstairs. Going to call a strike. Heard some moaning, heard some groaning, but that is only the first strike. 0-1 count to Jackson Kane. Turn in looking at singles out of stretch. Long signal look. Jackson Kane calls time. That's a lot of concentration time. Didn't look like Zimmerman was shaking any pitches off. Now out of the set. Check second. Yeah, 0-1 pitch to Jackson Kane. And that's off the plate. Jackson Kane looking to see his first strike. Down goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Zimmerman. Runners at first and second. Now out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch finishes away severely. Count goes 1-2. Jackson King, batting 357, 486 on base percentage. He got 3 RBI. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Ryan Zimmerman, now the set. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and miss, drop third, can't go. Bases covered. Occupied at first with less than 2 outs, can I go? With 2 outs, you can. So runners at first and second, Jackson Kane likely only saw 1 strike at that at bat. So 1 out on the scoreboard. 2 aboard, first and second. Caden Minnick, here's the pitch. Minnick going to take the brunt of that one on the maybe the right side of that gluteus maximus. The ball down to first base. Appears to be okay. So bases are loaded for the Knights. Tyler Fox going to bat. Bottom of the 6th inning. 8-2 ball game. Knights with only 1 out and bases loaded. Working from the windup, Zimmerman, first pitch. Fastball, right below the kneecaps, called strike. 0-1 to Zimmerman. Oh, excuse me, Zimmerman pitching. 0-1 to Tyler Fox. Peering in, looking at signals. Long peer. Time called by Tyler Fox. You wonder if that's intentional, just to see if the batter will wait on you. But Tyler Fox elects not to. Ball's live. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch misses away. Ryan Zimmerman wanting a strike for that one. That was almost perfectly placed. Kemp goes 1-1. Looking at signals. Out of the windup, here comes the pitch. He's going to foul one right side. It's going to float out of play. Kemp goes 1-2. They gave it a long look. But they're beyond the fence. Out of right field, Quinn Morrow. A long jog for him. Steps back in, Tyler Fox. 1-2 count. One out. Bases loaded. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the wind, here comes the pitch. Going to be off the glove. Good block. Kept it laterally to his side, right side. It's Grant Beard. And the count goes 2-2. Ryan Zimmerman pitching here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He is the starter. Brent Robbins, starter for the Knights. He's still pitcher of record. Pitch comes in, ground ball, base hit to right field on the ground. Going to score one. Is it going to score two? Yes. Ryan Elson with a hit first slide. The throw was on the money. It one hops right in the glove of Grant Beard. That was a good baseball play. So timeout on the diamond. Coach Nunley going to bring in a relief pitcher. He's calling for the center fielder, Will Fremian. Will Fremian jogging in from center field. Probably going to change that glove. Probably go to a shorter girth on the glove. He'll get out there and he'll do some warm-up tosses. And Ryan Zimmerman gets a well-deserved hand clap as he walks off the diamond. So they're going to work him out right there. Fremian, not sure if Fremian got some bullpen last time they were in to bat. He may have. Coach Keith Nunley talking to his infield right now, talking over some stuff. And we do appreciate you tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. So Will Fremian going to get loose right there. He's got some velocity. He's center fielder. He's got some athletic ability. That center fielder and the shortstop, about one and the same. So Will Fremian getting loose right now on the pitcher's mound. And he's going to get some pitches thrown right there. He's going to work with that catcher, Grant Beard. So Will Fremian comes in from center field. Trying to get loose right now. Knights have two here in the bottom of the sixth. It's now an 8-4 ball game. Garen Catholic. Garen Catholic came out in the first inning, got a home run. A couple innings later, got a two-run homer. And they're going to go back to their defensive positions. Outfield's going to split up. Knights runners going to go back to their bases. Two aboard for the Knights. Tyler Fox is at second base. Going to get finished up their tosses right here. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. So Hudson Gutwein playing third base. Looking for signals, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No signals given. So step in now. Two aboard. At third base is Caden Minnick. Working from the stretch. Now the set. First pitch from Fremian. Breaking pitch high for a ball. I have no stats for pitching for Will Fremian, but that's okay. Very thankful for cooperation. wonderful cooperation. Out of the set, Will Friendian. Here comes the 1-0 pitch by Del Meridian, strike called. I think it was last year in this Catholic Classic, Central Catholic on a Saturday night, was getting ready to play Garen Catholic, and a light bulb busted right down the left field line right here. They couldn't play the game. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. But I will add to that story, and I'll say that the field crew, Coach Bordenay included, they sprayed the infield with water. They got the dirt down. They had it all perfectly manicured. They knew the bulb had busted. They knew they weren't going to get a play. And they said, well, we're not going to get a play. Foul ball right side on the ground. Hudson Gutwein, 2-2 count. But I thought that was pretty classy to go ahead and make the field look beautiful as normal. And when everybody knew that there probably wasn't going to be a game. 2-2 count, one out. Runners at second and third base. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter's box. Will Friendian, the pitcher, here's the pitch. High for a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Nice to have some bullpen activity down the right field line. Turn in, looking at singles, Will Friendian. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. High for ball four. So the Knights have bases occupied again. Next batter to step in, Owen Munn. Owen Munn swinging a dangerous bat in this ball game. Right-handed batters will step in, batting 432, entering the game. He's above that now. Out of the set, Premium. Check the base. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball steps foul of the third baseline. Goes out and recovered right there. And I'm in foul territory right there with Caden Minnick. That ball would have hit him in foul territory. There's no harm done. No balls, one strike, 0-1 Munn. Balls live, bases loaded for the Knights. Two runs in, it's an 8-4 ball game. Here's the pitch. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Some hand clap signals right there from Coach Bordenay. Premier going to peer in out of the stretch. Look at signals from Grant Beard, now out of the set. Here's a 1-1 pitch to 0-1 Munn. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bullpen activity down the left field line, too. Or I should say also. So one ball, two strikes. Pierian looking at signals. Premium out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-2 to Munn. You know, foul one right side, out of play. It's going to get the pole. And it's going to come back in. So Owen Munn, one ball, two strikes. On deck for the Knights is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. 1-2 kick. One out. Peering in, looking at signals, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Owen Munn. Ground ball foul, left side. Be picked up there by the Garen Catholic dugout. Again, a 1-2 count. Owen Munn steps back in. Peering in out of the stretch. Garen Catholic pitcher. Will Friendian. Out of the set. The 1-2 pitch on the way. High for ball two. 2-2 count. One out, bottom of the sixth inning. Knights have two here in the bottom half. It's an 8-4 ball game. Garen Catholic in front. Pierney looking at signals. Now out of the set, Will Friendian hits a 2-2 to Munn. Going to pop one up. Outfield called for by the left fielder. Cade Minnick going to tag from third base. A strong throw coming in. All the way to the plate, airborne. Not quite on target. Coming in to score from third base is Cade Minnick. And that's a pretty good arm from Ian Taylor in left field. That's an understatement. So it's an 8-5 ball game. Three runs in here in the bottom of the sixth. Stepping in, Mikey Stapleton with two outs. Runners at first and second base. Out of the set, Premium. First pitch to Stapleton. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Not a whole lot of break, but traced well. Count goes 0-1, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton steps back in. He's a member of the freshman class. Out of the stretch, Premium. He'll check second base, out of set. There's the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. Back in the rubber, Will Premium. A lot of purple hats in the stands right here. They're standing up. Peering in, looking at signals. Will Premium now out of the set. Check second base. There's the 1-1 pitch to Mikey Stapleton. He'll take a stroke to left field. You got a lot of that. Got the sweet spot. It's a freshman. Pretty good stroke right there. He opened a lot of eyes, including mine. 1-2 count. Steps back in. One ball, two strikes, two out. Two aboard for the Knights, first and second. Out of a set, Premium. Breaking pitch outside a ball. Mikey Stapleton, going to step back in. Mikey Stapleton on the season. This is his third plate appearance. Working out a set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, nearly got him. He got out of the way. It was tight. Count goes full at 3-2. A step back in. He's getting probably accoladed right there. He's probably feeling a little better than when they first stepped in. Out of the set for Premium. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Talking about maybe a pickoff move at second base. He'll step off the back. They were trying a timing play. That was Nunley, the shortstop, trying to work it right there at second base. He steps off the rubber. He steps back in. 3-2 count. Now out of the set, Premium, Mikey Stapleton. It'll be a hit on the ground. It's going to be there. It's going to be, let's see what they're going to call this. This might be a call that maybe got missed. Not quite sure, and I think Nunley's, Coach Nunley's going to come out and talk about the opportunity to field the baseball as a defender. The runner has to stop or go behind, and I'm not sure that either one happened. But there's no call on the diamond. It's probably too late to make the call now, but they're going to talk about it. So the home plate umpire is going to go out and talk to one of the umpires. He's going to talk to the C position umpire. He was over from third base because there's an A position umpire over there because there's a base runner at first base. So they're going to talk this over, but I'm not sure that they can invoke an out this late in the particular play. And they're just going to go without it. And Coach Nunley has a legitimate beef right there. I'm going to call it like that in an adult league baseball game over at Plainfield High School on a Sunday afternoon. But it didn't get called here. So two outs on the diamond, bases are loaded. Peering in, looking at signals. T.J. Bell, three hitters for the Knights. Right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, Will Premium. Here comes the first pitch to Bell. Ground ball, shortstop. Nunley. If A.J. Nunley, he'll flip it to second. They'll get the put out just in front of the slide. So the Knights come up with three runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And this is becoming a lot more interesting for sure. We're going to play the seventh inning coming up. And then Garen Catholic in front after 6-8-5. A good ball game in the works. So Knights going to go back out with Bren Robbins. Brent Robbins going to pitch from the windup. Get loose right there. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by CricksandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's Cricks and Fishers. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Noblesville and Westfield, right there at Mill Creek Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Stepping in the bat, first batter, top of the seventh. Third baseman, Tate Troxel. Right-handed batter. Brent Robbins is going to work in the seventh inning. Working from the windup. Here's the wind and the pitch. Outside of ball as the lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. They're on their way to full candle power. Here comes the wind into the delivery. Breaking pitch low, ball two. Number 24, Tate Troxel, third baseman, right-handed batter's box. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the wind from Brent Robbins. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, we'll see if he has a green light. Likely he may or he may not. We'll find out. Here's the count. 3-0. 3-0, here comes a pitch from Robbins. Right down Meridian, strike call. Might have been right below the kneecaps. Down goes 3-1. Infield, regular depth, outfield straight away. Here comes the pitch. Let's take a drive to left field. Right at Jackson Kane. He had to move to his right. That was a low elevation line shot to left field off the bat of Tate Troxel. There's one out. Going to put a pinch hitter in here. It's going to be number 15, Anthony Ferrucci. Anthony Ferrucci is listed as an infielder. You're going to get some batting action right here. Right-handed batter's box, Anthony Ferrucci. First pitch comes in, a ball, 1-0. Ferrucci has played in all 10 games, 33 plate appearances. This is an official at-bat, 31. He's batting 419 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Ferrucci must be getting just a partial day off. Next pitch comes in tall for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. He's going to drive one to right field. Jumping in forward, making the catch, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick in the lineup changes a lot of things. So he dives forward, and that was a line shot. He had to come in to catch it and lay out to make the catch. There's two out. Next batter going to step in. For Golden Eagles, number 19, Carson Smith. First cut, swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Two out. Top of the seventh inning. Next pitch, low and away. Count goes 1-1. Brent Robbins showing some endurance in this ballgame. He's working here in the seventh. There are two out. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove. Good stop by Schumer. Eight hitters for Garen Catholic, number 19, Carson Smith. He plays the second base position. 2-1 count. Looking from the windup. Here's the pitch from Robbins. High and tight. Had to avoid that one in the right-handed batter's box. Count goes 3-1. 3-1 count. Carson Smith working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Strike called. Count goes 3-2. Looks like Carson Smith might have been taking all the way. 3-2 count now. He'll have to work and stay alive. Here comes the pitch. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. Got a piece of that one. Staying alive in that right-handed batter's box. Peering in, look at signals. Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Ball four. Going to get by the wickets of Brian Schumer. And going to stay at first base with the walk is Carson Smith. So next batter we're going to see in the ball game is Will Freeman. Will Freeman, the right-handed batter. Will Freeman, a member of the senior class. He is the pitcher of record, steps into bat with two out. Runner at first base, Carson Smith. Timeout on the diamond. So he'll walk out, talk to his infield. So we'll have a conversation at the pitcher's mound. Two out here in the top of the seventh inning. Bren Robbins going to give way. He's going to jog out to center field in the ball game to pitch. For the Knights is number 41, Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger, left-handed pitcher, pitches submarine. He's going to get warmed up right there. He's got 1 1/3 innings this season. He's got 3 appearances. This is number 4. He's thrown to 15 batters. He's faced 15 batters. He's thrown 56 pitches total. He's allowed 9 hits. He's allowed 8 runs. All 8 runs were earned. He's walked 1, and he struck out 1. So he's getting warmed up right there on the pitcher's mound. And there are 2 outs on the diamond. There we go. And getting warmed up right there is Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger, number 41. He's a member of the junior class. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 3, Will Freeman. And a little conversation there, home plate umpire and Coach Nunley. Probably still talking about that baseball hit on the infield right in the baseline. Trying to be fielded by the third baseman, Tate Troxell. And the runner has got to stop or run behind the player, allow him the opportunity to field the baseball. But there was no call on the play by the time they got together to talk about it. It was way too late. So stepping into bat, number 3, Will Freeman. Runner aboard, first base, first pitch from Seppinger. Just above the zone. Nice pitch. Nice starting pitch right there for Isaac Seppinger. Seppinger goes through the mouth. Got to be careful where that puts that in the rubber. Ground ball in the infield. Midfielder's shortstop. They'll flip it. Second base. And they'll get the out. And the Knights get out of the inning. No runs scored. It's a 3-run ball game. 8-5. Knights going to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Target Sports, they're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, they sell, and they trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. I stopped by there. They told me that they know of a couple of safe practice shooting gun ranges. So just ask them. They'll help you out. And that's safe practice shooting. That's always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. Stop by, say hello, and thank them like Carter Johnson's grandpa did. He thanked them for covering baseball for Central Catholic Knights. So they got some subs in the ballgame. Might not capture all of them. We'll see what we can do. The wind's picking up. That rain's supposed to be here later tonight. We'll hope it doesn't interfere with this second game getting ready to happen. St. Joseph. South End St. Joe. I'm going to go against Bishop Knoll, the Warriors. They're going to talk something over right there. Hopefully there's no lightning in the area. You know, it's getting closer to summertime. You might see some of that. Home plate umpire asking Coach Bourdain a couple of questions. And then they're talking about something right now. Coach Ryan Johnson talking across the diamond to Coach Bourdain. They're going to play some baseball here. They're ready to go. First pitch to Schumer. Outside of ball. Will Premian, he's got that lively arm. He's working from the windup. Here comes a second pitch to Ryan Schumer. You know, foul one out of play, left side. They'll chase that one down. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, steps back in. 2 feet on the rubber. Here comes a windup from Will Frenian. Here comes the pitch. Inside half, but low. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. First batter in the bottom of the seventh. It's an 8-5 ball game. Outside of ball. 3-1. Ryan Schumer going to step back in. Ryan Schumer, he had 2 home runs on the season. Next pitch comes in low for ball 4. 5-pitch walk to Ryan Schumer. So Ryan Schumer, let's see if he's going to give way to courtesy runner. Gavin Boutel is who it would be. But it's the bottom of the seventh. Yep, they're going to bring Gavin back out there. Gavin's got some wheels. Gavin Boutel on the season. He scored 2 runs before this game started. Stepping into bat, Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Will Frenian, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. This game is ratcheting up. It's getting more interesting as the game goes along. Given Catholic in front, 8-5. Nobody out. Bottom of the seventh. Ben Mazur batting. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Outside of ball. 2-0. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. I'm going to step back in. Ben Mazur, number 27. He's batting .333. He's got 10 hits. He's got 6 singles, 3 doubles. He's got a home run. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Let's it go by. It's upstairs. Count goes 3-0. Will Frenian. Trying to get caught back up. Peering in, looking at signals. Looked at first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 3-0. Right down Meridian. Strike called. Had to take sign all the way. Ben Mazur. Count goes 3-1. 3-1. The hit department pretty close in this ballgame. Gary Catholic was 6. Central Catholic was 7. Out of the set. Here comes a 3-1. Short hops to glove, going to be ball 4, and Ben Mazur going to go down to first base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Nunley going to go out and have conversation with his pitcher and catcher. They'll talk it over right there. And I'm jogging off the diamond. It's going to be Cremmy, and he's going to change gloves again. He's going to stay in the game. You know he's staying in the game. Will Cremmy, and he's pure athlete. So he's going to go back out to the outfield. Coach Nunley going to go with his second relief pitcher. So we're going to go over some signs right there. So we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Knights have two aboard, first and second base. Nobody out. And they're just working right there, getting some signals worked out. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, if you go to the website, IHSAA.org, right there in front of you, you'll see Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. And you'll see that right as soon as you get to that new website. It's about a year and a half old. But as I've mentioned before, it is friendly. You can find where you're wanting to go a lot simpler. And it works pretty darn good. And I access that website once in a while. So working out there on the pitcher's mound, I believe is number 8. Don't quote me, but these numbers are pretty close together. Oh, they're difficult to see from very far away. And a right-handed pitcher, number 8, is Nate Grimmelspacher. Grimmelspacher, something like that. Nate, Gremelspacher. He's an infielder and a pitcher. Where's number 8? He's got 8 1/3 innings under his belt. He's got an ERA of 5.88. This is appearance number 5. He has no starts. He's faced 38 batters. He's thrown 114 pitches. He's got one save out of one save opportunity. He's allowed 7 hits, 7 runs, and all 7 runs were earned. He has walked 4. He has struck out 8, and 6 of those 8 struck out looking. So they went down without a swing. So 2 aboard for the Knights, 7-in is number 3, Jackson Kane. Working from the stretch is right there, is Grimmelspacher. We'll say Grimmelspacher. There we go. Here's the first pitch from Grimmelspacher. Outside half, knee high, called strike. So stepping out and step back in, Jackson Kane. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Knights trail by 3. 8-5 contest. Out of the set, Grimmelspacher. Here comes the pitch to Kane. They're going to call a strike. Outside again, Jackson Kane. Deja vu for Jackson Kane at the batter's box, incredibly. So we'll step back in. Counts 0-2. Working from a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Cranky pitch. Swing and a miss. Has a good pitch. Breaking pitch. Had to protect the dish. Came up empty. One out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Runners at first and second base. Peering in, looking at signals. Grimmelspacher out of the set, checks second base. Here comes the pitch to Minnick. Going to call that a strike. Couldn't see the elevation off the plate, called strike. Sometimes them catchers are good at framing vertically, but you just got to watch where the ball hits the glove. 0-1 count. Caden Minnick out of stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch to Caden. Inside. Edge, I guess. Called strike 2. Maybe it's getting cold out there. He has just a regular sleeveless shirt on. 0-2 count. 1 out. Peering in, looking at signals. Grimmelsbacher. Pairing a long tier out of a stretch. 8 minutes, ready for the pitch. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Going to take a drive to left, right center field, and it's going to get over. It's going to get in the gap. Picked up at the warning track. Caden Minnick going to end up with a double, and the one RBI double coming in to score is number 10, Lucas Gerke, for the Knights, and it's an 8-6 contest. So, Caden Minnick, so 14 going to re-enter. Tyler Fox will re-enter defensively. I was going to re-enter, let's double check here. He's going to bat in the lineup right here in his normal spot. Tyler Fox in the 8 spot. That's after Caden Minnick. Might have been Mikey Stapleton batting in his spot last time. Don't quote me, not sure. And then stepping in, Tyler Fox. Runners at second and third base. Pitch comes in. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Right on time is Tyler Fox. A step back in. 0-1 count. One out. Grimmelsbacher, the pitcher, in short relief. Out of the set, Grimmelsbacher, here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Your foul tip in the glove. Same difference. No balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third base. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Nate Grimmelsbacher now out of the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Two out. Bottom of the seventh inning. Next bat in the lineup is going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in. 28 plate appearances on the season, 24 official at-bats. Batting 292, 393 on base percentage. Out of the set, Grimmelsbacher, here comes the pitch. High and away. One ball, no strikes. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to talk with Mr. Gutwein halfway down the third baseline. And Grant Beard going to run out, talk to his pitcher, Nate Grimmelsbacher. One ball, no strikes. There will be a second game here tonight. Put Me In Sports will not be here covering the ball game. Mother Nature, if it cooperates tomorrow, Put Me In Sports will be back here for 2 ball games, 11 and 6:30. Working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein steps back in. Gutwein with 7 hits on the season, 6 are singles. He has a home run. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, I guess. 25, 26-inch plate. 1-2 count to Gutwein. 2 out. Runners at second and third base. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. It'll be a line drive to third base, and that's going to end the ball game. Nice solid stroke from Gutwein, making a play there at third base. I believe it's Nolan Ratcliffe. And the game is complete. Final score, the Golden Eagles of Garin Catholic, 8. The Knights of Central Catholic, 6. Now, what am I thinking here? That's what I thought. I think they had one inning on the scoreboard that was throwing us all incredibly wrong. But anyway, we're going to the 7th inning now. I don't quite believe it. Don't stop believing, though, because Journey tells you that a lot. And so the Knights are going out to play defense in the top of the seventh. So the scoreboard was flying crazy, and I was believing it. So we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, you can make plans right now to book your campground. They have a campground and an RV resort at Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach located at 2732 Northwest Schaefer Drive, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. Tyler Fox is out to pitch here in the seventh. And we'll mention Tyler Fox in the pitching realm. Tyler Fox has pitched 1 1/3 innings. This is appearance number 3. Tyler Fox, 9 batters he has faced, 36 pitches. He's allowed 1 hit, 2 runs. Both runs were earned. He's walked 3. He struck out 2. One of those strikeouts, he sat down looking. He has hit 1 batter. So, Indiana Beach, Indiana Amusement Park. You get a season pass for just under $70. That's in Monticello. First pitch from Tyler Fox. Called a strike. His outside edge. He called it last in the bottom half. He might as well call it in the top of the seventh. Here comes the second pitch. Breaking pitch low for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Number 16, Ian Taylor batting. He's the left fielder. Here comes the pitch from Fox. Outside a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Back up on the rubber, Tyler Fox looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Here's a 2-1. Going to pop one foul. It's going to go out of play. Left side. Hudson Gutwine gives it a look. Count goes 2-2. So we're in the top of the seventh now. I didn't think we were going to extra innings with an 8-6 ball game. I thought something was up. So stepping back in, 2-2 count. Ian Taylor, here comes a wind from Fox. The drive one to center field. Going to look at it off the bat, make a good catch. That's Brent Robbins. Sees the ball off the bat pretty well. That was straight at him. That is kind of a difficult task. So one out here in the top of the seventh. Stepping into bat. Number 9, Davis Wagner. Here comes the pitch. Short hops the glove. We're going to get by the Schumer to his right. And they'll put a new ball in play. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out. Ball 5. Here comes a wind from Fox. Outside a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Stepping back in, number 9, Davis Wagner for the Golden Eagles. Here's the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Davis Wagner, he's played in all 10 games. He's batting .485. That's his batting average. Entering this ball game. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Davis Wagner is on base percentage just a tick higher, .486. He leads the team entering this game with 16 hits. Gonna call this a strike. Wow. 30-inch plate. It's staying in the box. Count goes 3-2. Here comes a pitch from Fox. Swing a miss. Gonna set him down, and Wagner probably thinking about that second called strike. Wow. He's walking back to the dugout slowly, and I can't blame him. So 2 outs here in the top of the seventh. Stepping in, the 4-hitter number 5, Sam Tabor. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. It is getting chillier, much chillier. A lot of folks here dressed for winter almost. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Whoa, that's scary. Home plate, I should say, a plate umpire, especially in softball, you're supposed to keep your head right there in the slot and leave it where it's at to even call outside pitches. Breaking pitch inside for a ball. 2-1. They want a home plate umpire not to follow the path of the ball, to call it on the other side of the plate. That's the no-no. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, ground ball, third base, Hudson Gutwine. He'll throw it on the money. It's going to be wide left. Actually, wide left of T.J. Bell. And chasing it down in foul territory is Ryan Schumer. So it's going to be an error on the throw. Taking off and going into second base is Tabor. And the next batter we're going to see in the lineup, it's Nate Grimmelsbacher. Heard the right pronunciations from the public address. Right-handed batter, Grimmelsbacher. He's played in 4 ball games. He has 9 plate appearances. He has 7 at-bats. He's batting .286. He got 2 hits. He got a single and a double. He has 3 RBI. He has scored 1 run. He has 8 quality at-bats in 9 plate appearances. Out of the set, check second base, pitch from Fox. Ground ball up the middle. We feel the shortstop. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out. A good pickup by T.J. Bell. Saved another throwing error. And that's why he's there. So the Knights get out of the inning. And the Golden Eagles come up with no runs after 6.5 innings. Truly 6.5 innings. The Knights trailing by 2. Garen Catholic, 8. Central Catholic, 6. So they're going to get warmed up on the playing surface. Talking it over right now. In the bottom of the 7th inning on the way. We'll see what the Knights can do. Maybe the Knights can come up with at least 2. That'll delay the next game. And Bishop Knoll, they're getting ready to get in the dugout. They're thinking about baseball. They're wearing the beige jerseys with white pants. South Bend St. Joseph, they're wearing the light blue jersey with white pants. So white pants is the way to go here for all 4 teams on a Friday night. So getting some warm-up tosses once again. Right-handed pitcher, number 8, Nate Grimmelsbacher. Nate Grimmelsbacher, a member of the junior class. So a lot of folks wearing winter clothes. I see a toboggan on one person. And maybe 2. I see a second toboggan. So it's a bit chilly as the sun goes down. It was about 60-some degrees today. Yesterday, it got up to like 83, and the record was 85. That's amazing. Tomorrow, it's going to get up to 48 degrees. So if the rain stays away, we'll play some chilly baseball. So stepping into bat, Knights, 0-9. First pitch in there for a strike. Grimmelsbacher finds a spot. Count goes 0-1. 0-9, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. He's working out of the stretch. Nobody on base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. 0-9. He knows it only takes 1. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Grimmelsbacher. Grant Beard set up. Here comes the pitch. They're going to strike him out. They're going to ring him up. Ringing him up. That's an outside pitch. So, Knights give up 1 out. There's 1 out in the inning. Stepping into bat, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton drove 1 foul last time at the plate. I think he picked up a walk. First pitch in there for a strike. Grimmelsbacher hitting some spots. Grimmelsbacher has some energy. He's got a live arm. Came in last inning to pitch. Comes a set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Off the plate. My goodness, it must be really cold around home plate without a jacket on or an overcoat. No balls, 2 strikes. out of the set. Here's the pitch. Following the pass of the ball from start to finish with the noggin is not recommended. One ball, two strikes, one out. Out of the set, Mikey Stapleton, here's the pitch. Unbelievable. That plate has grown to 40 inches wide. Some two outs. Knights need two to draw even. Nobody on base. In the batter's box, T.J. Bell, center fielder. I'm going to back up. Right here's the batter, T.J. Bell, working from the stretch. Grimmelspacher, here's the first pitch. High for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two out, somehow, in this bottom of the seventh. Here comes the pitch. There's another one. I don't think they manufacture 40-inch bats anymore, if they ever did. One ball, one strike. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished away. 2-1 count. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell sent one out of here, dead center. A couple of games ago. Out of a set, here comes the pitch. My goodness. My goodness. Everybody in the whole place knows. Might as well not even have a bat. 2-2 count, two outs. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, third base, fielded, across the diamond, put out, ball game over. 8-6 ball game, Darren Catholic comes up with the win. 8-6. Darren Catholic will play tomorrow at 1:30, weather permitting. They'll go against South Bend St. Joseph tomorrow at 1:30. The Knights will play tomorrow at 11, first ball game in the Catholic Classic tomorrow, and Central Catholic will go against Bishop Knoll, the Warriors. We thank you for tuning in, and I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.